This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, January 15th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. EPA warns of PFAS risks. Groups denounce alcohol report and industry responds to FDA's packaging proposal. EPA warns of risks from PFAS-contaminated farm products. As the Biden administration winds down, the EPA has taken an important new step in its effort to deal with contamination from PFAS chemicals, a significant concern for some farm groups. The agency has released a draft risk assessment that says using PFAS-contaminated sewage sludge on farms may expose growers and those eating affected agriculture products to health risks. EPA modeling suggests consuming 32 ounces of milk, 1 liter of water, 1 egg, or 1 or 2 servings of fish per day from the farmland or water exposed to contaminated sewage sludge may pose health risks, an EPA fact sheet says. The model reflects scenarios where farmers apply biosolids containing one part per billion of PFOA or PFOS, common types of PFAS. PFAS, also known as forever chemicals. But not all farms are expected to present a health risk, the assessment says. Biosolid application amounts, forever chemical concentrations, and environmental conditions all affect the risk level associated with contaminated products, as does human consumption. In a press release, EPA says its analysis, quote, does not suggest that the general food supply is impacted by the use of biosolids that contain either PFOA or PFAS. Tune in. EPA is holding a webinar at noon today to discuss the findings. Alcohol ag groups urge agencies to discard the ICCPU report on alcohol. The Interagency Coordinating Committee on the Prevention of Underage Drinking, a HHS committee, has published its draft report on the links between alcohol and health outcomes. Among other findings, the report says low-level risk of dying from alcohol use begins with moderate consumption. Higher levels of consumption are linked with higher rates of mortality risk. Alcohol and agriculture groups were quick to criticize the report. A coalition of groups, including the Beer Institute, Distilled Spirits Council of the United States, and the National Association of Wheat Growers, say there was a lack of transparency and limited opportunities for stakeholder input throughout the process. Ways and Means Republicans warn of a state tax hit to farmers. If Congress allows the 2017 tax cuts to expire, Republicans argue farmers will be particularly affected by a reduced estate tax exemption. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act temporarily doubled the estate tax exemption. In 2025, inheritances of less than $13.99 million are tax-free, but the temporary increase sunsets at the end of the year. Farmers with land assets that have grown in value could be particularly affected by the TCJA's expiry, Republicans warned at a Ways and Means Committee hearing yesterday. Some 2 million U.S. farmers are, quote, facing a potential increase in their death tax if Congress doesn't act soon, Committee Chair Jason Smith of Missouri said. Iowa Representative Randy Feenstra went even further, suggested Congress should eliminate the estate tax altogether. Representative Mike Thompson of California countered, however, saying if we really cared about our farmers, we'd take this tariff discussion off the table right now. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer. such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Some food industry groups frustrated with front-of-pack proposal. Consumer and public health groups largely celebrated the Food and Drug Administration's long-awaited proposal on front-of-pack labeling yesterday, but some complained it's overly simplistic. The proposal label features black and white nutrition box with information on saturated fat, sodium, and added sugar. This long overdue proposal has potential to usher in healthier consumer purchases, incentivize companies to produce healthier products, and stem the rising tide of preventable conditions like type 2 diabetes and heart disease, said Peter Lurie, president of the Center for Science and the Public Interest. Some industry groups said the proposal was just too simplistic. The National Dairy Foods Association said the proposal could stigmatize certain dairy products by not including information on additional beneficial nutrients. The Sugar Association said the limited label information required could incentivize the use of artificial sweeteners that many consumers try to avoid. The Consumer Brands Association and the Food Industry Association appeared disappointed that the FDA's proposal did not more closely resemble the voluntary industry, quote, facts up front labeling. Trump previews external revenue service for tariff collection. President-elect Donald Trump says he'll create an external revenue service to collect tariff revenue after he returns to office. In a Truth Social post, the incoming president said, quote, soft and pathetically weak trade agreements had outsourced growth and prosperity to the rest of the world. It is time for that to change, Trump wrote. I will create the external revenue service to collect our tariffs, duties, and all revenue that come from foreign sources. Now, keep in mind, U.S. Customs and Border Protection is currently responsible for administering tariffs, collecting revenues, performing audits, and leveling penalties. Finance Committee Chair Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon dismissed Trump's proposal as, quote, silly rebranding. House Ag Democrats announce a new roster. House Ag Committee Ranking Member Angie Craig of Minnesota has announced the latest slate of Democrats to serve on the committee, with two empty seats left for the party to fill. Representative David Scott of Georgia, who previously served as ranking member, and Representative Jim Costa of California, who challenged Scott and Craig for the top role, will both continue on the committee. Some members are departing the panel. That includes Representatives Sanford Bishop of Georgia, Shelley Pingree of Maine, Jasmine Crockett of Texas, Greg Cesar of Texas, Marie Glusenkamp Perez of Washington, Salud Carbajal of California, Darren Soto of Florida. New members include Michigan Representative Shree Thlander and Kristen McDonnell Rivett. Freshman members Adam Gray of California, Shamari Figures of Alabama, Eugene Vindman of Virginia, Josh Riley of New York, John Mannion of New York, and April McLean Delaney of Maryland will also join the panel. Here's today's final word. Representative Richard Neal, the Massachusetts Democrat, in comments to AgriPulse, urged President-elect Donald Trump to avoid doing anything impulsive on tariffs. He said, quote, I hope that it's not impulsive, and there seems to be a pattern of impulsiveness as it relates to many of these issues. The House Ways and Means Committee ranking member was responding to a question on recent reporting from Bloomberg that claimed Trump aides are weighing a gradual approach to tariff hikes. The approach would see tariff rates rise over a number of months. I just think you're better off threatening tariffs than doing them, but I do think he is hell-bent on some tariffs, but also he changes his mind the next day, so you never know. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, January 15th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.